Before we head out, there's a story this week that we haven't tackled yet. I'm talking about the discovery of evidence from the Big Bang that gave birth to our universe. I know it's a big deal, but I don't really understand it. Our frequent contributor, writer and musician Alina Simone, kind of feels the same way, but for her, it's personal. And that's because her dad, Alexander Vilenkin, is a physicist. His work turns up a lot in science magazines and TV shows like Nova, and sometimes in headlines. Here's Alina.
The truth is, I suck at physics. I barely got a C in high school, and that was only with a lot of help from you-know-who. I went to the same university where my dad still teaches physics, and as a freshman wanted to take his introductory class, which was sort of legendary. To demonstrate conservation of energy, he'd hold a heavy pendulum to his head and let it swing out across the lecture hall and back while standing stock still. To illustrate the Leidenfrost effect, he would stick his hand into a vat of liquid nitrogen. I figured if my dad was going to freeze his hand off in front of hundreds of students, I should at least be one of them. But he threatened not to teach intro physics if I signed up. "Don't make me flunk my own daughter," he said. I also think I remember him mentioning he could train a monkey to do physics better than me. Ouch. But I wanted to congratulate him about the big news in his world, or multi-worlds, and maybe try to wrap my head around it a little. Okay, Dad, so what did they discover?
What they discovered gravitational waves, right? Gravitational waves are, you know, like radio waves, like electromagnetic waves. They are distortions in the geometry of space and time. And they were predicted.
Somehow this is always where I fade out, right when distortions in the geometry of space and time kick in. I try putting this in my terms, picturing the universe as a burrito, only now it's somehow crumpled. Like, maybe someone sat on it?
Take heart, my little friend, and push back your seat.
Mark Everett, the leader of the rock band Eels, is also the son of a physicist, the late Hugh Everett, whose work in quantum physics made him world famous. The BBC actually did a one-hour special following Mark as he tried to unpack his father's theories of parallel worlds. I think that's when I realized what it would take for me to understand my dad's work. A six-month boot camp with the world's greatest physicists, $1 million production, a phalanx of consultants, then maybe, just maybe, I'd be able to tell a cosmic string from, like, a shoelace or something. Or maybe I shouldn't stress it. According to my dad, there's a parallel world where I'm the fancy physicist, and he's on the radio, joking about how he can't understand a word I say. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New York.
Some daisies from the flower bed of the Galaxy Theater. While you could.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. You have a great weekend.